If I asked you to make a top 10 list of your life, of those things that you value, the non-negotiables, the list, your top 10 priorities, what would be on that list? I recently heard about somebody who made a list, and this is how it went. Number one was their fiance. Number two was their family. Number three was their dog. And number four was God, which I found incredibly backwards, because when you spell dog backwards, you get God. And so what can we say to this? If God is not number one on our list, is He really our God? You see, when Moses received the commandments from God, the very first commandment that God gave Moses was, "You shall have no other gods before me." Why? You see, Jesus doesn't want to be a last place Lord or a second place Savior. If Jesus is just one of many options in our life for peace and for happiness, well then, He's really not an option at all. You see, when God gave us the commandments to place Him number one in our life, it's not that He didn't want us to have fun with the other stuff. It's that when He's not number one, everything in our life seems to fall apart. You see, St. Augustine said, peace is a tranquility of order. When God becomes number one in our life, everything else falls into their proper place, people and things. But when God gets displaced and He ends up on number four, or number three, or even the last place on our list, then everything else is out of order. And when everything else is out of order, the fruit of this is chaos. So can I ask you a question? If you made a list of priorities, where would God fit on your priority list?